ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சாய்ராம். அகிலாண்ட கோட்டி பிரம்மாண்ட நாயகுடு, ஆர்த்தத்ராண பராயணுடு, சுலப பிரசன்னுடு மன பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாயிபாபா வாரி பாத பத்மமுலகு அநேக சாஸ்தாங்க தண்ட பிரணாமால் சமர்ப்பிஸ்து ஈ நூதன சம்வத்சர ஆங்கில ஆரம்ப சுபதினமுன சுவாமி பாத பத்மமுலகு ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாயி வித்யார்த்தலு பிரபஞ்ச வியாப்தங்க உன்னட்டு சுவாமி பக்தலு அந்தரு கூட சாஸ்தாங்க தண்ட பிரணாமால் சமர்ப்பிஸ்து சாயி பிரேமபந்தம் ஈ காரியக்ரமான் இப்படி பிராரம்போத்சவம் சேசுக்குட்டுனாம்.
Dear Swami, loving pranams at your lotus feet. Swami, we your children gather once again at your lotus feet to offer the only thing which we can ever offer to you, Swami, and that is a heart filled with love. And while we do that, Swami, we remember what you always told us. You always reminded us that even that love doesn't actually belong to us. It is your property. We've gathered again in your presence, Swami, to offer what is truly yours. Jai Sai Ram.
Ee naati sayankala samaveshamlo munduga slow march suchitulainatuvanti sai vidyarthulu kavatu nirvahistaru. Sai Ram.
Swami, you always reminded us, start early, drive slowly, reach safely. What really matters is not how fast we march. What really matters is the direction in which we march. Swami, you've told us so many times that the human mind is like a lock. You turn it towards the world, you get captured. But you turn it Godward and you get liberated. Swami, as we start with the slow march, may we use this opportunity to remind ourselves that the very goal of life is to slowly but steadily march towards you, Swami. Jai Sai Ram. Swami, during our student days, we always enjoyed making cards for you. We still enjoy doing that, Swami. And today we've got something special. The brothers who are offering this card to you, Swami, you know, internally we refer to them as the eternal card boys. To the world, they may no longer be boys, Swami, but they will forever remain your card boys. This time for Prema Bandham, we've got a big card for you, Swami. I hope you'll really enjoy it. Our effort may be amateurish, but like the mother enjoys the offering of the child, irrespective of how amateurish it is, I'm sure you'll relish this, Swami.
స్వామి అనుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో ప్రతి సంవత్సరం జనవరి 1వ తారీఖున స్వామి తమకు అందించినటువంటి అనుభూతులను పుస్తక రూపంగా తీసుకువచ్చి స్వామి పాదపద్మాలకు సమర్పించేటువంటి కార్యక్రమం విద్యుల్లేఖ స్వామి పాదపద్మాల చింత సమర్పణ.
The Vidyuleka is a brilliant collection of experiences from an alumni perspective. It also covers details of service activities done by the alumni community across the world.
స్వామి విద్యార్థులందరికీ ఇచ్చినటువంటి దానికి చంద్రునికో నూలుపోగు చిందమున స్వామి పాదపద్మముల చింత సమర్పించేటువంటి కృతజ్ఞతాసుమం.
వాట్ డు వి ఆఫర్ టు ద వన్ హూ ఓన్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ కాస్మోస్? బట్ స్వామి, వి లవింగ్లీ గివ్ బ్యాక్ టు యూ అ స్మాల్ టోకన్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్ లవ్.
Alumni of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning lovingly offer at your lotus feet a bridge across time.
Shabbat shalom.
గానలోల ప్రియ నారాయణ స్వామి, మీ పాదపద్మాల చింత ఏ బ్రిడ్జ్ అక్రాస్ టైం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యార్థులు ప్రేమపూర్వకంగా భక్తిపూర్వకంగా సమర్పించినటువంటి భజన కుసుమాలు స్వీకరించినందుకు మా కృతజ్ఞతలు తెలియజేసుకుంటూ సాయిరాం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద 27th ఎడిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రిడ్జ్ అక్రాస్ టైం. We often wondered why it's called a bridge across time. But you listen to any of the versions, you'd realize why it's called so. Because there are student brothers who sing from across years, and there's one common bridge that bridges all of them together. There's one common bond which ties all of them together. Two brothers from totally different batches can actually sit and sing together the same bhajan, but you'll find within seconds that they gel very easily. Because you are the common bond, Swami. You are the bandham, the prema bandham that binds us together.
Sai prema bandham utsavallo bhaganga ee nootana samvatsara subhadinamuna ippudu cake cutting jaragabothundi.
They generally say you cannot have the cake and eat it too. But Swami, with you it was very, very different. You would cut the cake. We would offer it to you. And the end, who would eat it? You would lovingly give it back to us, Swami. As we offer this cake to you today, thousands of memories come flooding back to our mind, Swami.
తల్లి తండ్రి నీవే, గురువు నేస్తము నీవే, దయచూపి కాపాడు దైవమీవే. నీదు బిడ్డలమమ్ము పాలింపవోయమ్మ. సాయిమాత, ఈ నూతన సంవత్సర ఆరంభ శుభదినమున మీ అనుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులు మాపై వర్షించి సాయి సేవా ఉద్యమంలో మేమందరం పాల్గొనేటట్లు ఆశీస్సులు అందించవలసిందిగా ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నాం.
A band is called a band only when they live together, stay together, practice together. But Swami, in your presence, the seemingly impossible things happen so easily. Here are a group of alumni brothers who work across the world, who work across the country, who possibly don't get an opportunity to meet together regularly. But still, Swami, the prema bandham that you are has bonded them together. And we proudly present to you again, Swami, the alumni band for the 11th year, the band which you have blessed, which you have created. Swami, they play on instruments, but we realize that we are your instrument. Isn't it interesting that your instruments are playing on their instruments for your joy and for your joy alone, Swami. Jai Saira.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, we the alumni brass band offer our most loving pranams at your lotus feet. Studying in our institute and being called as your students, your children, was the biggest blessing that we could ever receive. You gave us an opportunity, a stage, to not just excel in academics, but to also bring out our hidden talents. For all of us standing here today, music is one such talent that you helped us, that you groomed us for. It gives us immense bliss, Swami, that every new year starts with us coming to this hallowed, beautiful, nostalgic land and offer our music to you. The inspiration for every song that we perform comes from you. And today, we would like to offer some of those at your lotus feet.
It was in my final year, as the last days of my stay in the university came closer, I was feeling very sad that I am going to go away from your presence for me. Especially that year you had blessed us as band boys with lot of opportunities to play and be with you. However, just a few weeks before I moved out of the portals of this wonderful institution, you came to the hostel and blessed us all with a divine discourse in which you reassured that wherever we go, in whichever place we take our jobs, you will be with you, guiding us and guarding us. Swami, we feel your presence in every moment of our life. The next song is a prayer. Dil yahi kehta hai ma, sang rahe hardam yaha.
Every time we come here, Bhagwan, we are reminded of those memories. The way you would walk and talk with us. The way you would inquire about our well-being. The way you would ask, how many idlis did you have for breakfast? I would take this opportunity, Bhagwan, to read out a poem which I have written. Far, far away from this maddening world, tucked in a valley by the shore, lay this pristine pilgrim center known as the abode of peace. Reverberating with Vedic hymns, set to the tune of enchanting bhajans, this little town of spiritual effulgence ensures a love of love and bliss. As I walk by the streets upbeat, my heart rejoices as I cross the temples of knowledge. For it is in this very own walls that we grew up from mere boys to fine young men. This little land measuring a square kilometer has the ability to engrave love in every heart, not because of the fertility of the soil, but the supreme touch of the divine. My Lord, Master, Guide and Friend, as we touch down for this annual homecoming, all that our heart can say at this moment, keep us with you forever and always. Idiye prema bandham.
ఈ నూతన సంవత్సర ఆరంభ శుభదినమున ఎంతో ప్రేమతో మీ సన్నిధికి పిలిపించుకుని మాకింతటి భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించిన బంగారు తండ్రి స్వామి మీకు కృతజ్ఞతాంజలి సమర్పిస్తున్నాం. ఈ విధంగా ప్రపంచవ్యాప్తంగా ఉన్నటువంటి మీ విద్యార్థులం అందరం కూడా శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా సంస్థలతో కలిసి అనేక సేవా కార్యక్రమాల్లో విద్యార్థులు ఎక్కడెక్కడ ఉంటున్నారో వారందరూ కూడా సేవా కార్యక్రమాల్లో పాలు పంచుకొని సూచించి ఆచరించి ఆచరింపచేయడం అనేటువంటి మీ యొక్క ఆజ్ఞను శిరసావహిస్తూ సర్వకాల సర్వావస్థలందు మీ ఆశీస్సులు సదా కోరుకుంటూ మీ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యార్థులు సాయిరాం.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. బార్ బార్ దిల్ యే బోలే హమే తుమ్సే ప్యార్ హై, బార్ బార్ దిల్ యే బోలే హమే తుమ్సే ప్యార్ హై, తూ ప్యార్ 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 హై సాయి, హమే తుమ్సే ప్యార్ హై. लाऊं कहां से, लाऊं कहां से अल्फाज तेरी शान में जो बोलूं, लाऊं कहां से अल्फाज तेरी शान में जो बोलूं, बस इतनी सी है आरजू हमें तुमसे प्यार है. जर्रा जर्रा है रोशन तेरे नूर से साई, जर्रा जर्रा है रोशन तेरे नूर से साई, दीदार में तेरी हम है खोए, हमें तुमसे प्यार है. कैसे कह दूं कि आप पास नहीं होते हैं, कैसे कह दूं कि आप पास नहीं होते हैं, महसूस पल पल करता हूं अफसोस दीदार नहीं होते हैं. कुदरत तेरी किस्मत तेरी है संग तेरा हर पल हसी, कुदरत तेरी किस्मत तेरी है संग तेरा हर पल हसी, मांगू मैं क्या मेरे खुदा, मांगू मैं क्या मेरे खुदा, जाना के हम है ना जुदा. ऑफरिंग आवर मोस्ट ग्रेटफुल सैल्यूटेशंस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ अवर बिलवड मास्टर भगवान श्री सत्यसाई बाबा, वी द साई स्टूडेंट्स योर प्रॉपर्टी बाबा विश टू एक्सप्रेस अवर ग्रेटिट्यूड for allowing us to assemble yet again at your lotus feet. On behalf of the Sai students, the alumni of Bhagwan's institutions, we wish each and everyone here and around the world a very holy, happy and Sai-filled year and a blessed life ahead. As the calendar changes from 2017 to 2018, let our lives to transform, Bhagwan, into your message. Only when our thoughts, words and deeds befit your expectations, only when we learn to be happy always in union with you, only when we abandon our negativity, that would be the true celebration of New Year and a new Sai era. Your physical presence not only made this understanding of the purpose of life possible, but also gave us the freedom to choose any path of our choice in moving towards you. As you explained to us, the real royal road to you is the path of love. And the expression of the overwhelming love, we call that as service. And then the expression of that service is so unique to each one of us. It may be natural to wonder which is the correct path or the best path of service. Tonight, this play attempts to highlight this dilemma of ours. What is service? Which service is better? And who is more dear to our Lord? Bhagwan, to explore the drama of life, allow us to offer this drama entitled The Ideal Brothers at Thy Lotus Feet. In gratitude, we say, Jeevan ke safar mein sai hai khushiyan bhar bhar paayi. Jeevan ke safar mein sai hai khushiyan bhar bhar paayi. Tujhse juda tujhe pyar karein. Tujhse juda tujhe pyar karein. Sang tere hum pyar hain. Jai Sai Ram.
Bangar Swami. ఏ హృదయమును వసగితివో ఈశ నాకు మగిడి దానినే అర్పింతువో మహితమూర్తి అరయ వేరేమి తెత్తు నీ అర్చనకు నేను అంజలి ఘటింతుము అందుకోవయ్య నీవు మీ మధుర ప్రేమతో మరువలేని లెక్కలేనన్ని అనుభవాలను గ్రోలి మీ ప్రేమలో పెరిగిన మీ విద్యార్థులం మీ పాదాల చెంత చేరుకున్నాను స్వామి. ఈ ప్రేమబంధానికి ఒకరోజు అంటూ లేదు కాని ఆ మధుర జ్ఞాపకాలను మరల జీవించాలని మీ సమక్షంలో మీ ఆజ్ఞ మేరకు జరుగుతున్నటువంటి ఈ ప్రేమ పండుగలలో భాగ్యమయ్యేందుకు మీరు మమ్మల్ని పిలిపించుకున్నందుకు మా అందరి కృతజ్ఞతలు స్వామి. శ్రీరామచంద్రుని ఆదర్శాల గురించి వారి అన్నదముల అన్యోన్య అనురాగాల గురించి మీరు తెలిపిన పలు విషయాలను ఆధారం చేసుకుని మీకు ప్రేమపూర్వకంగా అందిస్తున్న ప్రేమ కుసుమమే ఈ ఆదర్శ సోదరులు అన్న నాటిక. ఏది సేవ, ఏది భగవానుని పూజ, ఏది ఎదురుచూపు, ఏది భగవంతునికి ప్రియం అన్న ఈ విషయాలను శ్రీరామ భరత లక్ష్మణ శత్రుఘ్నుల జీవితాల విషయాల ద్వారా ఆవిష్కృతం చేస్తున్న చిరు ప్రయత్నం స్వామి, అందుకుని ఆశీర్వదించండి. జై సాయిరాం.
సాయిరాం హనుమాన్, you're not to be seen much these days. What is the matter?
Oh, nothing. It is sports meet practice time. And as per Swami's instructions, I'm giving the children encouragement and enthusiasm.
Ah, yes, yes. This is your time, Hanuman. During sports meet, there is a sudden spurt in prayers towards you and hardly any attention towards me. Anyway, let March come. Then the scales will tilt in my favor.
Very true. But aren't you forgetting something, Ganesha?
Oh yes, I totally forgot. Swami's boys have come for their annual Premabandham. For the past few days, I was wondering, seeing a lot of familiar faces rushing past me.
Those were the days. Those were the days indeed, Ganesha. The Lord has given both of us prime positions to observe the saga of love between Him and His children. Haven't we seen countless love stories right here?
Yes. And each love story is unique in its own way.
this divine Premabandham is woven with different students through varied threads of myriad hues. While there are students who have enjoyed his physical proximity, there are also those who don't have his physical proximity and yet wait and yearn for him. And yet again, there are students who silently work for him without any acknowledgement.
When you put it that way, the story of Swami and his students is not unlike the story of Rama and his brothers. And even more relevant now is the story of Rama's brothers while Rama was in exile.
Oh yes, that story is lost in the pages of history. Won't it be nice to look at the story of Bharata and Shatrughna when their beloved Rama was sent to 14 years of exile?
Definitely, Ganesha. Let's take this journey into the minds and hearts of Rama's brothers. Traverse the lost pages of history and pick up the unseen threads to his story. Bharata and Shatrughna have just returned after meeting Rama, Sita and Lakshmana. The sad brothers are now consoled by elders like Sumantra and sages like Vasishta and Rishyashringa.
Chandra, where once the kingdom of Ayodhya took pride in calling itself your home, today it is blessed with only the dust of your padukas. Oh, the vile villain that I am, I have denied you even your padukas that protected your feet. How can I live in this lavish kingdom for 14 long years while the jewel of Raghukula has to survive the harsh forest? Why did my stone heart not break when I had to leave my dear brothers in that forest? How will I survive this period of separation? Guru Vasishta, is there a hope for a sinner like me?
Oh Bharata, your despair is clouding your clarity. Do not lament. You may not be near Rama physically, but his ideals and virtue are in your mind and actions.
Yes. How right you are, Guru Vadya. Lakshmana is truly most fortunate to be in the constant service of Rama and Sita. My body may be in Ayodhya, but my heart, mind and spirit will always be at Rama's feet. I cannot let them waver and wander in the comforts of the palace. I cannot step into a kingdom where my beloved Rama is not there. I have to be in constant thought of him as a penance for the boon asked by my mother. Shatrughna, I have decided. I will live in Nandigrama, the same way that Rama is living in the forest.
Agraja, don't utter such words. How can I stay away from you? Just as Lakshmana is serving Rama, I too will stay with you at Nandigrama and serve you. That is my duty.
If everyone remains in exile, who will take care of Ayodhya? I know we are missing Rama, but please rethink. Ayodhya needs you.
Mantrivarya Sumantra, you are absolutely correct. Shatrughna, you have a much bigger role to play. Ayodhya needs a ruler, and you are the most capable. You are the only one who can lead them.
But brother, have I ever been separated from you? Lakshmana is Rama's shadow, and Shatrughna is Bharata's shadow. That is how it has been, and that is how it will be. How will I rule when you are right here outside?
Oh, Shatrughna, please don't make it more difficult for me than what it is now. Remember our Agraja's words? Bharata, you are now the king. Do not answer back to anyone. Never use harsh words to hurt anyone. Always carry out pleasant conversations. There must be no agitation in our kingdom. I had promised Rama that no harm shall befall his people and his kingdom. In the name of Rama and Ayodhya, I beseech you, O Shatrughna, help me fulfill the instructions given by Rama. You will have to govern the daily administration, solve the citizens' issues, and fight off our enemies. Please forgive me, for I have placed such a heavy burden and a thankless job on your shoulders, my brother.
Forgiveness? I take this responsibility as an honor. Though I cannot stand to think of parting from you, even for a moment, I will take up this role in the name of Sri Ramachandra. I shall report to you every decision that I take. Sage Rishyashringa, Sage Vashishta, I seek your wise counsel and blessings. Dear Sumantra, I seek your advice and guidance to help me fulfill my responsibilities.
The citizens of Ayodhya have grown up believing Rama to be their ruler. Though both Rama and Lakshmana are in exile, you will face an exile too, an exile from the hearts of the people. The path ahead is extremely difficult and riddled with challenges, as you will face the brunt of unexpected miseries. Your subjects will have the highest expectations from you, being the brothers of Sri Rama himself. Every action will be under scrutiny, and there will also be a few who will be waiting to see you fail.
I shall live up to the expectations of being Rama's brother. I will serve the people of Ayodhya as Ramadasa. I will give my life for Ayodhya. Rama may not be here physically, but his life is his message. I will imbibe his virtues and ideals. My every action will be conducted with Rama's name on my lips and with faith in my heart.
Son Shatrughna, I lodge your sacrifice. You are as inseparable from Bharata as Lakshmana is from Rama. Yet, you have sacrificed your interests and have borne your brother's burden to live in separation and torment.
The bond between you brothers astounded me ever since your childhood. I pledge to support and counsel you in every possible way. Your sacrifice shall not be in vain. We will get through this period of darkness and shine even stronger than before with Ramachandra at the helm.
The bond between the brothers evokes similar memories of the bonds among our students. I have seen many students, especially the senior alumni, go out of their way to help their younger brothers get employment and settle in life.
As the wise sage Rishishringa pointed out, the high standards set up by our students invite closer scrutiny too. They are kept on a higher pedestal owing to their nearness and dearness to the Lord. They are measured on a higher scale.
Yes, Ganesha. In current times of Swami's physical absence, Swami's students are looked upon for leadership. Whatever noble acts they do is expected and none marvel at it. But every small mistake, even unintentional ones, are magnified and highlighted. That is the responsibility of Sai student.
And that is the responsibility of being Rama's brother too. Shatrughna ruled the kingdom wisely and performed every act in the name of Rama. Yet there were people who misunderstood his best intentions and pointed fingers even when the mistake was never actually his.
सुधा बुद्धिचंद्र श्री रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धिचंद्र श्री राम राम राजेश्वर रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धिचंद्र श्री राम राम राजेश्वर रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धिचंद्र श्री राम राम राजेश्वर रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धि चंद्र श्री राम अघमेघ मारुत श्रीकर अघमेघ मारुत श्रीकर अघमेघ मारुत श्रीकर अघमेघ मारुत श्रीकर आसुरेभ मृगेन्द्रव व्र जगन्नाथ आसुरेभ मृगेन्द्रव व्र जगन्नाथ आसुरेभ मृगेन्द्रव व्र जगन्नाथ सारि मगारि सरि मदत्तनि गगप सत्सनि दब मगप मगरि सरि मगारि सरि मदत्तनि गगप सत्सनि दब मगप मगरि सरि रि मदत्तनि गगप सत्सनि दब मगरि जनानि निद दब मगरि रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धि चंद्र श्री राम राम राजेश्वर रघुवंश सुधा बुद्धि चंद्र श्री राम जमदग्नि ज गर्वखंडन जमदग्नि ज गर्वखंडन जय रुद्रादि विस्मित खंडन जमदग्नि ज गर्वखंडन जय रुद्रादि विस्मित भंडन कमलातान्वय मंडन कमलातान्वय
శ్రీ వెంకటేశ అగణీత అద్భుత చౌర్య శ్రీ వెంకటేశ సారి మగారి సరి మదర్దని కగప సత్సని దభ మగ మగరి సరి మగారి సరి మదర్దని కగప సత్సని దభ మగ మగరి సరి మదని గబ సరి మగరి దభ మగరి రఘువంశ సుతాబుద్ధి చంద్రశ్రీ రామ రామ రఘువంశసుతాపురి చంద్రశ్రీ రామ
వాట్ అ వండర్ఫుల్ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్లీజ్ యాక్సెప్ట్ దీస్ గిఫ్ట్స్ ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ద కోర్ట్ You have indeed performed splendidly.
I imagined the beautiful persona of Rama in my heart. And my body did the rest. If Rama were here, he would have...
Rama is here, isn't he? He is very happy. Allow me to honor you.
Shiva, Shiva.
Shiva, Shiva.
Look at Shatrughna. He is thinking he is Rama himself. What a blasphemy. How can he enjoy the performance so much when all his brothers are suffering? Has he already forgotten Rama or has the throne made him forget?
Most true, most true. There is something fishy going on. We must be vigilant and make sure Rama's legacy is not tarnished. Come what may, we must defend Rama.
We want to meet the king.
Hope he helps us.
Oh, noble farmers. You seem to have travelled a long distance. How may I be of service to you?
O King Regent, we are poor farmers from the eastern district. A water crisis has arisen in the eastern parts of the kingdom, and we are afraid that our crops will fail if we do not find a solution. We have come to seek your help.
If the waters of Sarayu can be diverted to our farms, then our crops can be saved. Please help us, O Lord.
For such a small matter, why do you have to come to the court? Your local administrators should have taken care of it already.
O Prince, but doing so will affect sage Rishyashringa's ashram and disrupt the activities there. The ashramites will not be able to dwell there anymore.
You are absolutely right. Such a big decision cannot be taken suddenly. There are many ramifications to this. We must discuss and deliberate.
But Lord, without the water, our crops will surely die. We will lose our only source of livelihood and our families will starve.
We undertook this long journey, hoping that the king will help us.
And he will, when he returns from his exile. Only the rightful king can confer the support you need. Our granaries are full and we can support you till we can arrive at the correct decision.
Dear ministers, thank you for your honest opinion. But I remember Rama's advice. There must be no agitation in the kingdom. We cannot let the disturbed farmers suffer with uncertainty and makeshift arrangements. Sage Rishyashringa is like family to me. I am sure he will readily support my decision and move the ashram to a scenic and convenient location once I make a plea. I will even help search an ideal spot and help in the relocation. Please return to your lands with peace of mind. I will ensure that the work on diverting the water starts immediately. And I will inspect it personally.
Did you see that? He is twisting Rama's words to take unilateral decisions. Surely he is trying to usurp the throne and take Rama's place. He did not even listen to our wise counsel. When the opportunity comes, we must caution Bharata against this treachery.
Not only that, this is all a part of a much larger game, I tell you. What is going to happen to this beautiful Ayodhya, I cannot bear to watch.
Hey Shatrughna, the King Regent. My Lord, I come with terrible news.
During the mass feeding conducted in the honor of late King Dasharatha, a Brahmin has died due to food poisoning.
Oh Prince, this calamity has occurred solely because of you. You were impatient and overstepped your authority. If only you waited for Rama, he would have come up with a more elegant solution. The gods have answered in kind.
You're absolutely correct. Unless you had some evil intentions in mind, this mishap would have never taken place. This behavior of the king regent has brought such a disgrace upon the clan of Ikshvaku and its praja. We demand justice.
Mantri Varya, I hear you. Even my heart is pained hearing such sad news. If my conduct is the cause, I am ready to face the repercussions. O Rajguru Vasishtha, whatever decision I took keeping my Ramachandra in mind. Please confer your judgment on this matter. I will accept any punishment to atone for my sin.
My dear child, through my vision, I was able to see that an eagle was carrying a cobra while flying over the feeding area. A drop of poison escaped the snake's mouth and fell in the Brahmin's plate. No crime was committed. The only sin committed today was that of a false accusation against the acting king Shatrughna. Do not be so quick to judge others. Show your support to him now more than ever.
O revered one, your word is absolute and we accept your judgment. But as defenders of Rama, we will continue to watch every move closely.
The self-appointed critics and naysayers who watch every action other than their own are there even today. They love the Lord dearly, but their love is misplaced in their words and actions, which hurt people. They are waiting for a slip-up and ready to point fingers when the time comes.
But they had a very valid point, Hanuman. In the trickiest scenarios and improbable situations, Swami always had the right solution. Only God can provide such a perfect solution.
In these times, where the Lord is physically absent, many of us face challenges like Shatrughna in finding solutions to improbable problems. How do we take decisions and yet be content that Swami would approve?
The words of the ministers echoed in Shatrughna's mind. Though outwardly he was confident in discharging his duties, inside he was faced with self-doubt. Bharata too was facing despair on separation from Rama. Perhaps their journey can provide us the solution to the current problems.
This offering I came to make remains unoffered to this day. I have spent my days in praying and in clasping my hands to this hour. I have no answer that is true. I have no words that are right. Am I melting away my life on the pointless flame of despair?
चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
राम. I have not seen your face, Rama, nor have I heard your voice. This idea of me being the king despised you to the endless forests. This identity is what I must melt. My ambition is but dust and my dreams are drifting smoke. In this waiting, all I burn is my old self.
Ramen.
My joy, my strength, my life, my breath. Rama, my path, my guide, my goal. In my agony, I hear your gentle steps. In restlessness, I seek the grace of your presence. Here lies your servant Bharata. Hear him call, Ramachandra. Come soon.
Ramachandra ke charano mein aakar jeevan safal banao re
Ramachandra. At times I wonder, am I shirking away from my responsibilities towards the world? Am I becoming a burden to Shatrughna and Ayodhya? No, no. I must not let my mind waver. My responsibility is towards you and you alone. The judgment for my actions will come from you. Till then, I will wait. Shatrughna, come, come. Take this prasadam. Why do you look so dull and tired?
I don't know what to say, brother.
This afternoon, Minister Sumantra had come and he apprised me of the happenings in the court.
Oh. So you heard about it. I am pained beyond measure.
Oft it is in the chalice of pain that the nectar of love is served. Shatrughna, your agony and toil are much greater than mine. This world may not recognize your pain, may never even remember it. But why care? It is in this agony and labor of love that our bond with our Ramchandra is growing stronger.
Brother, they suspect me of usurping the throne of Ramachandra. I can see the suspicion in their eyes. I can hear it in their words. How foolish of them. How do I convince them that I am just a trustee and not the owner, just a servant and not the master?
Your responsibility is protecting Rama's Ayodhya and his people. It is not clearing suspicions and correcting opinions, brother. Give Ramachandra complete obedience and not convenient obedience.
I agree. I understand. I only pray that this agony ends sooner.
It will not end, Shatrughna. No matter what you do, you can never replace the doubt, dissent and disapproval. We do not carry the power of Rama's presence. Moreover, the source of that dissent is not hatred, but it is their physical attachment to Rama.
Please help me wade through these painful circumstances. In the absence of Ramachandra, all I see is darkness around me.
Our Ayodhya Rama may not be around, Shatrughna, but our Hriday Rama can never leave us. He is ever ready and ever willing to be our guide. Seek his guidance. It is only the inner disconnect that reflects as the external turmoil and disturbances. But it is not easy and requires tremendous courage and surrender. Once we truly re-establish that inner link and burn our self-doubts and disapprovals in the pyre of surrender, we will cease to exist. Till then, this Hriday Manthan will go on.
Please tell me, what is the right action that I should always embark upon?
Right or wrong is just perspective, Shatrughna.
make every action a means for you to discover the Hriday Rama within, then everything will eventually become right. Before every action you take, think of Ramachandra in front of you. If you can report confidently to him without hesitation of what you are about to do, then you can be sure that you are right.
I am grateful to the Lord that he gave me a brother like you. Bless me with the courage and strength to walk on the path laid out for me.
Shri Rama Kataksha Praptirastu. Yes, let them in.
My Lord, I present myself to you as a responsible lawmaker of Ayodhya. I seek your permission to express myself freely.
Go on.
We feel that not everything is right.
I know, not everything is right. These two flowers are making the beautiful garland of Ramachandra so ugly. They should have been removed much earlier.
Lord, Shatrughna might need some advice.
Yes, yes. I have counseled him long that all flowers that bloom are not fit for worship. Some appear good but smell foul within.
But your silence might be bad.
Do not worry. I have spoken what needs to be spoken. I cannot tolerate bad garlands for Ramachandra. Shatrughna's sword is swift and his love for Rama is also immeasurably strong. I have asked him to use his sword next time if these two flowers appear out of that place.
We understand what you say, Lord. We shall take your leave now.
What a wise counsel Bharata has given to his brother. That is applicable even to us. What if Parthi Sai is not physically accessible? Take the counsel of Hriday Sai. If you can reconcile your actions with him, there is nothing to worry.
The long wait of Bharata for Rama reminds me of his students too. They used to sit in the old students' block for days, nay, years together, waiting for the Lord's physical guidance.
Oh yes, I remember. I even know some boys who waited for more than 7 years just to receive the Lord's command. Definitely they are the modern day Bharatas.
Similarly, let us not forget the modern day Shatrughnas, who silently toil for the sake of the Lord. They seem to be engrossed in the world, but in reality, they do intense sadhana, unnoticed by anyone.
And that brings up an important question. Is it necessary to be directly involved and visible in the Lord's mission? What does it really mean to do the Lord's work? I was an indirect catalyst to the resolve and faith of Shatrughna, who knew the answer perfectly. The war with Ravana was on and I met Bharata in Nandigrama on my way back to deliver the Sanjeevani to Lakshmana. The news eventually reached the ministers of Ayodhya who wanted to support Rama.
O Prince, we come with grave tidings regarding your brother.
Lord, the news coming from Nandigrama is one of peril and requires your immediate attention.
Nandigrama? Is Bharata fine? Has anything happened to him?
Prince Bharata is engrossed in the contemplation of Lord Rama and no ill can befall him. The grave tidings are regarding Ramachandra and Lakshmana. A Vanara by name Hanuman has arrived in Nandigrama on his way to Sri Rama and Lakshmana. The valiant brothers, along with the Vanara multitudes, are fighting a glorious war with the demon king Ravana, who has abducted Mother Sita. But your brother Lakshmana has fallen on the battlefield, struck by a missile from Ravana's bow.
Oh, Lakshmana! Oh, no! How could this have happened? My Rama will be inconsolable without Lakshmana by his side.
Allay your fears, your grace. The formidable Lakshmana will rise only if he is treated with the life-granting Sanjeevani herb. Hanuman, the mighty Vanara hero, has come all the way to the Himalayas to gather the herb and take it back to the battlefield.
Shatrughna, can we do something? Something more than merely praying for Lakshmana's revival?
Yes, we can. By your command, we shall have our brave troops ready by Sri Rama's side in this great war.
How can the monkey hordes be a match against the ferocious demons led by Ravana? Sri Rama will need the fearsome Ayodhya troops in order to triumph.
Rama? Needing our help? No, no. Have you forgotten how he single-handedly decimated the troops of Kara and Dushana? Do you fail to recollect how as a teenager he vanquished the demonic hordes led by Maricha and Subahu? How can you forget the way he lifted the great bow of Lord Shiva himself with one hand and silenced the great Parashurama? Ravana is a fool to have picked a fight with this Ranadhira.
Beg your pardon, my dear prince. We do not doubt the valor of Sri Rama. He may not need our help, but it is your duty to be prepared to assist him.
Yes, I agree with Snehangada. We should send our troops to the aid of Sri Rama.
Pardon me for voicing this sentiment. These troops belong to Sri Rama and to no one else. They must be used to protect Sri Rama.
Dear ministers, it gladdens my heart that you care so deeply for Rama's welfare. And I thank you for your advice. But my decision has been made. The troops will be needed in Ayodhya and they will stay here.
We only desire the welfare of this Raghu clan. And even if it leads to censure, we will voice our opinions. You cannot deny us the opportunity to serve Rama.
Not just that. If the common folk devoted to Sri Rama would learn about your decision, there could be an uprising.
Shatrughna, you wouldn't want to be viewed in disfavor. But I wholeheartedly trust your judgment.
What happens in the deepest recesses of my heart? Only my Ramachandra and I know. The Vanaras are indeed fortunate to be a part of this battle. And that is their duty as commanded by Rama. Our duty is to safeguard the borders of Kosala and its people. Their mission led by Rama is Dushta Shikshana, while our mission is Shishta Rakshana. That mission is important. And this mission is also equally important. If by an infinitesimal chance my brother Lakshmana perishes, then I alone shall proceed to take my brother's place in service to Rama.
Your intentions, though appear noble, are cloaked with selfishness. If by any chance Rama gets hurt, we will never be able to forgive you.
Shatrughna, I can divine what goes on in your heart, but they cannot. Your subjects deserve to know your intentions, or you will be judged harshly. Be good and also appear to be good.
Thank you, O Gurudeva. It pains me to not be of help to my Rama. But I am convinced that my duty rests here. If you feel I am incorrect, you will be given an opportunity to raise your concerns with Rama. The scion of the Raghu dynasty is more than a capable match for a horde of Ravanas. My brother would have asked for help if he needed any. I would not want to insult his valor by sending him an army he did not solicit. I value the sentiment of the public, but I stand by my conviction.
A glorious epic is being written where mere monkeys would crush the mighty Rakshasas, powered by Rama's name. And we shall wait patiently while doing the duty he assigned to us.
What an important lesson Shatrughna has given us. Every mission given by the Lord is equally important. We have to commit to what he has given us to do.
And the conviction with which he held his belief could have only come from immense inner strength and connect with the Hriday Rama.
But Hanuman, there are some riddles I am unable to resolve.
A riddle puzzling the God of knowledge? And what is that, O wise Ganesha?
We know the three brothers of Rama, the form boy Lakshmana, the waiting boy Bharata, and the silent worker Shatrughna.
Now tell me, Hanuman, who among the three is the dearest to the Lord?
This puzzle, the Lord himself can answer and deliver the greatest message that is the secret to becoming close to him. I have been a fortunate witness to this private incident which happened just after the coronation.
Kanniru teppinchu, kanniru tappinchu, Ramachandra. You brought tears to the eyes of the people of Ayodhya when you went into exile. Now by taking the rightful place at the throne, you have wiped away the tears of anxiety and replace them with tears of joy. Seeing you resplendent on this throne fills this old heart with ecstasy.
Uncle Sumantra, you have been a second father to me, a guiding beacon to all my brothers in my absence. I shall always be grateful to you for all the support. Everyone must be very tired from all the hard work to organize this coronation. Please take rest.
Brother, a small request. Some of the members of the Council of Ministers wish to have a word with you.
Oh, is it? What do you want to say? I know. It is about Shatrughna, isn't it?
Yes, Rama. You know everything.
I have seen with my very own eyes what he has done. Ayodhya never looked so green and bountiful. The new tributary of Mother Sarayu is reaching the parched lands far and wide. Sita was wondering about the new edifice in the outskirts of Ayodhya. Then we came to know it was Sage Rishyashringa's ashram. What a wonderful thought indeed, to shift the ashram and increase the agricultural land.
It was a wonderful idea.
Yes. Very happy. I am very happy at the unconditional support and the sound advice you have given Shatrughna all these years. Your inputs have transformed Ayodhya and the surroundings. Other parts of Kosala kingdom too must benefit from your wisdom. Hence I'm appointing you as governors of the southern districts of Kosala.
Rama, is this praise or punishment? Accolades or admonishment? Our minds are unable to fathom.
Your heart knows which is what. Be good, see good, and do good. My best wishes are with you all.
Hey Ramachandra Murthy, I see your beloved brothers all around you. I see the lucky Lakshmana so close to you, never leaving your side and always taking care of your every single need. I see the blessed Bharata, whose thought and vision never swayed from you, so much so that he and you are now indistinguishable. I see the silent Shatrughna toiling away sincerely on the unspoken yet needed tasks. I wonder who is the most ideal brother among the three?
Let me see. Lakshmana, who do you think is the ideal brother?
Agraja, definitely Bharata or Shatrughna. Being close to you physically, it is easy to be focused on you. But being physically far and yet being focused on you, that is the real challenge.
Very interesting. Bharata, what do you think?
Definitely Lakshmana or Shatrughna. All I did was sit in a hermitage and pray to you, while Lakshmana and Shatrughna were tirelessly toiling in service to you.
What about you, Shatrughna?
Bharata or Lakshmana, O Rama? While I was enjoying the luxury of the palace, both of them were in harsh conditions, living like hermits, and constantly thinking of you.
Hanuman, you have heard the arguments. Who do you think is the ideal brother among the three?
Prabhu, I'm a humble monkey at your service. How can I solve this riddle which even the gods cannot solve? All three are right in their arguments, and yet none of them feel absolutely right. Only you, O Lord, can reveal the secret to the world.
Does the beauty enhance the fragrance, or the fragrance embellish the beauty? Aren't they inseparably intertwined? Where do I begin, Hanuman? It is a timeless journey, and it is culminated at this very moment. The ocean too thirsts, and thus it transforms itself into innumerable rivers. And it waits, and waits patiently to be embraced by the rivers, to be merged with them, and to be loved by them. Hanuman, all work is mine, be it slaying the Rakshasas or sweeping the dusty roads of Ayodhya. History may forget the little contributions and the thankless jobs done by others, but I will never forget. Dedicate your work to me, and you will realize that it was me who is working through you. I served myself through Lakshmana with reverence, and never let familiarity cloud the true identity. I waited for myself through Bharata with intense churn of a despairing heart, leading to the sweet nectar of the inner connect. I toiled silently through Shatrughna, oblivious to the world, yet closer to me. Lakshmana is my soul. Bharata is my heart. And Shatrughna is my strength. All are my ideal brothers, for their path brings them closer to me. I am theirs. They are mine. I am them. They are me.
నా పిల్లల యొక్క పరిస్థితి నాకు తెలుసు, కానీ మరొకరు తెలియదు. పిల్లలందరూ కూడాను స్వామి అంటే ప్రారంభిస్తున్నారు. అందువల్ల వారికి నేను ఎప్పుడైనా సరే నేను వారిని ప్రాణసంక్షణ చేస్తాను. పిల్లలందరూ కూడా సుక్షేమంగా జీవించాలి. మీరు ఎక్కడుండినా కూడాను నేను వెంట జంట ఇంటా ఉంటాను. మీరందరూ కూడా క్షేమంగా సుక్షేమంగా తిరిగిన ప్రవర్తమానుడై పెరగండి బంగారు. మీ ఫ్యూచర్, మీ ప్రజెంట్ నేను చూసుకుంటాను. నాకు వేరే స్థానం ఎక్కడా లేదు. మీ హృదయాలే నా యొక్క స్థానము. రేపటి నుంచి కూడాను మీరు ఏ పని చేసినా కానీ మీ స్వామి పని స్వామి పని స్వామి పని అనుకుని చేయండి.
special in your love that draws us all so close to you. Every time we look up to you, Sai, we have found it true. Ki pyare Sai, hum tumhare liye, jina hai to sirf tere liye. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai, we love you.
Oh, ಕುಮಾರ ಶಂಭೋ ಹೇ ನಟರಾಜ ಪಾಲಲೋಚನಾ ಪಾಹಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಪಾಲಲೋಚನಾ ಪಾಹಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಹಾಲಾ ಹಲದರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ ಹಾಲಾ ಹಲದರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ ಜಯ ಹೋ ನಟರ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samastaloka Sukhino Bhavantu.
Jai.